spiritual platforms. The past, present and future calculation is according to the body. There are different calculations. It is scientifically proved, relativity, law of relativity. This world's past, present and future is different from the past, present, future of an ordinary man. And past, present and future is different from human being. So, this past, present and future is in relationship with this body. Actually, as we are eternal spirit soul, we have no past, present or future. That's like this child is playing. After a few years, this age will be a past tense. Every one of us, we have also a similar body, and that is now past tense. But I am the provider of the body. I remember that in certain such year I was a child like this. In certain such year I was a boy like this. In certain such year I was a young man like this. Therefore I is eternal. I am eternal. This past and present and future is due to the change of body. It is not a fact. I am the same. Feeling, I am feeling same. The old man, an old man, he also remembers his enjoyment during his youthful time. And sometimes he wants to go back to those youthful days. An old man when he meets his old friend, he talks about his youthful days. That means, as spirit soul, I am always youthful. But due to the condition of this body, I am feeling sometimes childish, sometimes old man, sometimes this or that. Bhagavad Gita explains this idea very nicely. Na jayate na mriyate va tadasi. This very soul has no birth, no death. This body, just like we are no longer in our past childhood body, similarly, when this body will be also finished, it does not mean that I will not exist. I will continue to exist. As I am existing, as I can remember my childhood days, my youthful days, therefore I am existing. In spite of my that childhood body being finished, my youthful body being finished, I am existing. Similarly, after finishing this body also, I will exist. Is there any difficulty to understand? There is no difficulty. I am God. The only difference is because we are infinitesimal living spark, therefore we forget. Just like I can remember roughly about my childhood days, but I cannot remember the day-to-day activities in my childhood. That defect is there due to my infinitesimal position. And in Bhagavad Gita, this fact was very nicely discussed between Arjuna and Krishna. When Krishna says that this philosophy was spoken by me to the sun god millions of years ago, Arjuna inquired, "My dear Krishna, how can I believe that he spoke some millions of years ago this philosophy to the sun god?" What was the answer? The answer is, Krishna said, "Yes, millions and millions of times I also appear, and you also appear. The difference is that you do not remember, I remember." That is the difference between God and ordinary beings. Otherwise, qualitatively, God and the living entity is the same. The only difference is that He is great, infinite. Therefore, we cannot calculate His infinite quality. But I, being infinite human, my qualities, my capacities, my energies, they are very infinite. That's why I forget. And because I forget, therefore I cannot remember what was my body in my last birth. Because I cannot remember. Death means forget. Just like at night we forget everything, sleeping. Similarly, when this body is finished, we forget about this body. We are interested in the next body. So, this forgetfulness is the opposite number of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness, we are trying to invite Krishna consciousness, means we are trying to get out of this conditional life of forgetfulness. That is our perfection of life. We are trying to achieve that perfectional state of life that is called struggle for existence and survival of the fittest. So, our last point of perfection, where we can survive in our language, is Krishna consciousness. This Krishna consciousness movement is started in your country. It is not a new manufactured thing, concocted thing. It is very old. Because the Bhagavad Gita is there, Krishna consciousness means Bhagavad Gita. Even from historical calculation, the Bhagavad Gita was spoken at least 5,000 years ago. So this Krishna consciousness movement is, even from historical calculation, at least 5,000 years old. So, modern history of the world cannot give any chronological data of historical events more than 2,000 years. But this Krishna consciousness movement is still older from prehistoric days. It is not new. Eternal, as I am eternal, God is eternal, the consciousness is also eternal. But because we have forgotten, due to the covering of the illusory energy, we have to revive. That is our duty. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sattva Prabhu Nahe Sarvanadi Shuddha Chitta Kalayuga. This Krishna consciousness is dormant in every person. Otherwise, why you are taking so much interest? You are all energy and noise and noise. I don't think in this meeting there is any India. Somebody may say that Krishna is Indian, Krishna is Hindu. It is Hindu God. No, Krishna is for everyone. If Krishna would not have been for everyone, how could we? You especially, take up this movement so serious. Krishna also says that he does not belong to any particular sect. He says that all living entities in different types of forms, 8,400,000 of forms, and Krishna claims that he is the seed-giving father of all of us. The Krishna consciousness movement is not limited to any particular sect, any particular country or people. It is for everyone. It is universal. Simply, we have to realize that consciousness is there in everybody. It is dormant. And we are just trying to realize that a man is sleeping and some of his friends is calling him, Mr. Such and Such, please wake up. You are too much sleeping. Please wake up. The thing that is, our movement is, in this country, my dear Western brothers, you are too much living in material hallucinations. This is not your business. Sleeping is not business. Please wake up. Please be happy. Take Krishna consciousness. Simply by awakening, our business is to awaken. And then he takes to it. Then he remembers everything. I am so pleased that this boy is kindly helping me in spreading the message. And Krishna will bless them. I am very insignificant. I have no capacity. My weakness is only to convey the message of Krishna. Just like a postal job, his weakness is to convey the letter. He is not responsible for the body of the letter. The reaction after reading one letter, the addressee may feel something, but that responsibility is not for the cure. Similarly, my responsibility is what I have received from the scientific practitioner, from my spiritual master. I am just presenting the same thing, but without any other service. That is my duty. That is my response. I must present things exactly in the same way as it was presented by Krishna, as it was presented by Arjuna, as it was presented by our Acharya, Lord Chaitanya, and At last, my spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. So, similarly, if you take up the Krishna consciousness movement in the same spirit, and if you distribute to other people your other sentiments, surely it will be effective. Because there is no adulteration. There is no bluff. There is no cheating. It is pure spiritual consciousness. Just practice it and distribute it. Your life will be glowing. Thank you.